You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. The White House is already warning the next president not to cancel the Iran nuke deal if it should pass.
It would be foolish for a future president to do that, primarily because this will be an agreement that had been implemented.
At a press briefing, presidential spokesman Josh Earnest said the international unity achieved as a result of the deal would be gutted when he was asked if a new Republican president could withdraw from the deal. Thousands of firefighters on the lines against a 100-square-mile California wildfire just can't count on the weather. Crews fighting the Rocky Fire caught a break yesterday when temperatures were down, humidity was up, and some rain fell. Firefighters extended containment to 20%, but today's forecast calls for dry conditions to return. An anti-abortion group is ignoring a court's restraining order and releasing another video showing Planned Parenthood employees discussing the sale of fetal tissue. The Center for Medical Progress released a fifth video yesterday showing actors trying to buy fetal organs from a Planned Parenthood center in Houston. This is USA Headline News.
Everyone knows the proper way to start your day is with a long, hot, luxurious shower. That's why we've created ProperSoap.com. We're called Proper because we're properly pure and natural, with no parabens, dyes, or harsh chemicals. 100% pure vegetable soap. We use rich shea butter and olive oil to moisturize naturally. And best of all, we think it's proper to give back. So when you shop ProperSoap.com, you're funding clean water and sanitation programs in villages across the globe. Shop ProperSoap.com and get proper.
Hey, what's going on here?
Haven't you heard? Handwriting can make you awesome, and that's why Bic's on a mission to save it.
Handwriting can make me awesome?
Yeah. Writing could boost your self-confidence, spark creativity, and it definitely makes you a better reader. And that's pretty awesome.
Huh, I never thought of it like that. I want in. Toss me a Bic.
This year at Back to School, join the movement with Bic and fight for your right. See how awesome writing can be, how great you can be. Learn more at Bic, fight for your right. That's WRITE.com. Or grab a Bic today and see for yourself.
Phoenix police are investigating a drone that flew within 100 feet from an American Airlines jetliner. Officer James Holmes with the Phoenix Police Department says it's a scary situation.
Would you really want to subject the pilots and the passengers on that plane and our citizens on the ground to something like that?
Flight 605 was in a landing approach at Sky Harbor when the pilots spotted the object. Officials have been unable to find the drone or person flying it. Stocks are opening mixed on the latest private sector hiring figures. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was lower after the opening bell. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 were ahead in early trading. An Oscar-nominated animator who helped create The Lion King is honoring Cecil the Lion. Aaron Blaze has painted a stylized portrait of the much-loved lion killed by a Minnesota dentist during a hunt in Zimbabwe last month. Blaze also posted a time-lapse of the creation on his website. He wrote that he hopes his tribute will make more people aware of the hunting and poaching of African animals. Cecil was 13 years old and famous throughout Zimbabwe. He enjoyed protected status and was collared as part of a study being conducted by Oxford University. This is USA Headline News.
Bob was miserable. His website was invisible, buried 3, 4, 5 pages deep. No one could find Bob's site, not his neighbor, 6 employees, or even the dog. Then Bob found Tizzible, T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E, the most powerful local search booster on the planet. Now everyone locally is finding Bob's website. Business is booming. Bob's happy. And so is the dog. Catapult your business on the map for customers searching for companies just like yours. Get Tizzible at Tizzible.com. That's T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. Get your website visible. Get Tizzible.
Republican presidential candidate Jeb Bush is drawing fire from Hillary Clinton over his stand on Planned Parenthood.
And the next president should defund Planned Parenthood.
Appearing at the Southern Baptist Forum in Nashville, Bush said he thought that other groups could provide quality women's health care, adding, quote, "I'm not sure we need $500 million for women's health issues," unquote. Hillary Clinton fired back on Twitter, telling Bush he was, quote, "absolutely unequivocally wrong." In a statement late Tuesday, the Bush campaign said the candidate, quote, "misspoke about the issue of women's health funding." The statement said there are many organizations that deserve full funding, especially in rural areas and places that serve those with lower incomes. Bush said he meant to say that he could not understand why Planned Parenthood receives $500 million annually, especially given the recent videos that illustrate the group's, quote, "unthinkable practice of selling fetal organs." Jeb Bush says he knows there are arguments against defunding Planned Parenthood.
The argument against this is, well, women's health issues are going to be, you're attacking, it's a war on women, and you're attacking women's health issues. You could take dollar for dollar, although I'm not sure we need $500 million for women's health issues.
We're in the midst of World Breastfeeding Week. Dr. Hanan Nished with the Cleveland Clinic says breast milk is the perfect food for your baby.
We recommend all mothers to breastfeed their babies. It's the best nutrient that you can give to your child. It has everything they need.
Studies show that children who are breastfed have higher intelligence scores than those who are fed breast milk substitutes. It also provides comfort to your baby. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Good afternoon. The weather for Hunterdon County. It is currently 84 degrees and mostly sunny. A high of 87 is expected today. If some winds coming from the west, 8 to 11 miles an hour. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low around 57. And then tomorrow, Thursday, will be mostly sunny with a high near 82. There's a slight chance of rain Thursday evening and thunderstorms possibly after 9 p.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a low of 59. Friday, there is a chance of rain and thunderstorms, mainly after 9 a.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 81. The chance of precipitation on Friday is 30%. Friday night, also a chance of rain and thunderstorms before 9, and the chance of rain about 30% also. Saturday, mostly sunny with around 81, and Sunday, also mostly sunny around 82. So, looks like what originally looked like a possibly wet weekend looks like it's going to be a beauty. So, that's the weather for today, and it is currently 12:08 in Hunterdon County.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program. And for those of you that listen or follow me on Facebook, you may have recognized that I did not post any announcements for today's show. And why is this? I will tell you. My husband and I took a lovely long weekend, went down to Wildwood, and the punishment for taking a nice long weekend is returning to extra work. So I did not have the opportunity to post my show. However, in light of the way I'm feeling today, the topic for today is stress. Now, stress is something that we all feel. Everyone experiences it from time to time. Now, we all may react to it differently, and sometimes a little stress is a good thing. It can motivate us. It's very rare that we see someone who's just never stressed in their lives. And if we happen to know someone like that, it's generally because of the way they think about things more than anything else. And for some people, they are more tolerant to stress than others. So our ability to cope with stress can also make a difference. Now, stress can come from many different avenues, and we do, generally speaking, live in a very stress-filled world. There's job stress, role stress, relationship stress, life stress. There is world stress and economic stress. There's political stress and financial stress. There is health stress, and it can go on and on. So, stress, again, is something that we all have. And its primary, I'm going to say, or it's the bottom line of stress, why do we have it? Well, stress is something that prepares our body for fight or flight. It's a response to danger, generally speaking. or when we're feeling overwhelmed. And I know for many of us that happens to be the case. And when that happens, that fight or flight, which is very useful in times of emergency or when we're being chased by a bear, it can also be harmful to our body when we react to stress and we are live in daily stressful everyday events. And for some of us, a life can be like that. All day long is filled with stress, from the time we wake up to the time we go to bed, to the point where even sleeping is affected by the high levels of stress. So one of the things that happens when we are stressed is we release a lot of hormones. Cortisol is one, insulin is another, adrenaline is another, and these hormones increase heart rate and create muscle tension. You know, that good old-fashioned stress headache or tension headache? Well, I think we've all had it, or we're noticing that we're grinding our teeth, clutching our muscles, carrying the weight of the world on our shoulders. Just it can tense us up. And again, that's in preparation for fight or flight. I'm getting ready to run. I'm getting ready to fight. I'm going to tense up to protect myself from the stressors of what's going on in my life or in your life. So, you know, it's something that also that affects us psychologically. So we also have psychological effects to stress. We can become depressed, angry, overwhelmed, frustrated. We can lack motivation, feel demoralized, lack enthusiasm for life when stress is overwhelming. And actually, for most of us, the events themselves are not as important as what determines our response to stress as much as our emotional reaction to it, or I'll even say our cognitive emotional reaction to it. So the stressful event is far more than just the stress itself. It also involves how we feel about the situation, how we interpret the situation, and what we do to cope with it. So again, that's that cognitive behavioral aspect. And again, I want to underline that both positive and negative events can be stressful. Both require change and adaptation. So a wedding is positive. And yet, for those of us who have been in a wedding, been in our own weddings, planned for a wedding, prepared for a wedding, boy, oh boy, talk about stress. Very stressful. Same thing with a party or a project that what we might be doing, or a school project, or an assignment, or a work assignment, even something that might be artistic, baking a cake, making jewelry, painting, many, many things, positive, gardening. Who would think gardening is stressful? Well, you know, it can be. Why is this plant dying? I didn't really want this to do that. Look at all the weeds. Stressful. So the thing is, again, is how we cope with it. And again, it can be positive things. And oftentimes we really look at stress as its source from negative things, negative situations. So it's time for me to take a little commercial break, and I will come back and talk about stress and how to cope with it. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon.
Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program, and my topic is stress. So, it's talking a little bit about positive stress, that we all feel stress, and that stress really has to do with how we feel, how we interpret situations in our life, and what we do with those situations. Stresses can be external. In other words, they're something that's happening on the outside of us. Could be bad, you know, a horrific storm or a fire or something happening to other people. Conflicts in relationship. So, having arguments or relationship breakup or health issues that might be with someone else's health, or internal pressures and expectations. So it's the way I'm putting my own limits on things or my own expectations of how I think things should work out. In general life crisis, losing a job or having financial issues. Managing stress is like a juggling act. And most people can cope with one or two stressors, and we have stressors all day. I think the alarm going off in the morning, I don't know for you, but for me, big stressor. So I start off with that alarm going off, and I have music that plays. I think most of us probably have something other than that obnoxious beeping sound. And yet at the same time, there's a deadline that is now in place. I have things to do. I have to get up. I have to get ready for work. I have to make breakfast, to get my lunch together, or look at my emails, check my accounts, return phone calls, all before I even show up at my office. Oh, and if it's Wednesday, a lot of times what I'm doing in the morning is promoting Counselor's Chat, for those of you that might notice that. So there's a lot of things to do. So just getting started in the morning can be stressful. Then there is the day, going to work, dealing with children, planning meals, paying bills, meeting bosses' expectations, preparing for a meeting, dealing with the IT people because your computer crashed. Not to mention the traffic, the weather, the laundry. I'm distressed just listening to it. And it can go on and on. And so what happens? We don't feel as if we're in control. We see few options for handling situations. the stress is prolonged. And there's too many things that are happening simultaneously. And there are physical side effects. We can become vulnerable to infections, physical illness and diseases, heart problems, diabetes, overweight, underweight, and addiction. Many times people will use addictive things to cope with stress. In fact, stress is a leading health problem among Americans between the ages of 20 and 65. It affects our body's metabolism, much in the same way as physical exertion. In other words, rapid heartbeat, rising blood pressure, shortness of breath. So we have high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and ulcers. Doesn't that sound like fun? So there are many, many reasons to work at either eliminating some stress or, more importantly, how to cope with stress. So stress, again, comes from many, many ways. Job stress. It's a serious problem for both employers and employees. There's a rise in the number of people putting in workers' compensation claims. There's the noise level, fluorescent lighting. Believe it or not, it contributes to job stress. There are psychological problems, such as lack of appreciation for work done. My husband is a very intelligent man, and a number of years ago he talked about, you know, it used to be you'd go to the personnel. You know, if you had an issue, you'd go to personnel. Well, because I was a person, and you'd go to the personnel department. But we've changed that to human resource. So now we have a human resource, like a resource. Coal is a resource. Oil is a resource. Corn is a resource. Silver is a resource. Aluminum is a resource. Trees are a renewable resource. Humans, they're a resource. So I thought that that was a very interesting thing. Just a switch in where our people who go to work to we are now resources for the company we work for. It definitely plays a role in our psychological factor. Sometimes we have vague job descriptions. There's high job demands, low control over work, lack of decision-making power. A threat of job loss. Changes in pay schedules, meaning, gee, the company I used to work for used to pay for my health insurance 100%. Now I have to pay 50% comes out of my paycheck. Not only that, only myself and my children are covered under this plan. They don't offer it where my spouse is also covered. So that's an added expense unless, of course, my spouse is working and she gets or he gets insurance through his company. And then, of course, we have to meet all the deductibles before we even get insured or insurance reimbursement. You know, we have to know a little bit about everything. I don't have an IT person. When my computer gives me problems, talk about stress. I'm usually pretty stressed out, and I'm not alone in that. So these are things that are demanding in our lives. I have clients who come in and say, I had a horrible day at work. My computer crashed. My husband will say the same thing. Waiting for an IT person in the government is like waiting for, I don't know, whatever, forever. Surprisingly, the most stressful jobs actually are not executive jobs. And that's partially because the people who are in executive positions are the ones making the decisions. They have a greater sense of feeling in control. They also are making more money to be able to do things like get massages and talk to therapists and those kinds of things, take yoga. It's the people in lower level jobs where workers have little control over their work. And so that lack of control can carry a lot of disease for heart disease, cholesterol, smoking, addiction. And workers in the lowest tenth of the population are most likely to develop heart disease. 10% more, actually, than those who work at the executive positions. If you work for a company and you are in one of those higher positions, it's really important to think about what you are doing in using up that human resource or promoting less stress for those of the people that work underneath you. You might want to think about redesigning jobs, giving incentive rewards, identifying promotional opportunities clearly, offering wellness programs. Be really clear in terms of outlining job descriptions. So I promote, let's not use humans as resources to use up. Let's practice using our employees effectively in a healthy way. Effective time management. Encourage your employees to be part of social organizations for relaxation and fun, such as set up a baseball team or a music group, so that you're incorporating relaxing time in the workplace. And so, stress. We all react differently to stress, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about that after the next break, because different people react differently to the same types of stressors, depending upon personality and coping styles. As a matter of fact, people who are more angry or more likely to be affected by stress and develop stress-related illnesses, where people who are more optimistic cope better with stress, and those who are pessimistic have a more difficult time. So there's a little bit of self-awareness that needs to get put into place here. Notice for yourself your personality type. Are you someone that sees the glass half empty? You notice if you're always angry. Are you pessimistic? Well, these things may be adding to your levels of stress. Are you competitive and ambitious? Adds to stress. Do you have low self-esteem? Do you need to prove yourself? Trying to accomplish more and more. Good things to notice. These things are adding to your high levels of stress. And if you have that kind of personality, you may find that you do other things. Also, you may actually be addicted to stress, addicted to your own adrenaline. So I need to take a little commercial break. Actually, it's going to be a news break, and I will be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program.
You USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. President Obama will give a speech today at American University about the Iran nuclear deal. He is claiming the only alternative is war. He says this vote is the most important since the authorization of the Iraq War.
Aides say the president's address will call that vote the most consequential for U.S. foreign policy since lawmakers voted to authorize President George W. Bush to go to war in Iraq. And as Obama lobbies hard to prevent Congress from derailing the Iran deal, he'll say the same voices leading the charge against it were the loudest ones backing Bush on his march into Iraq.
That was AP correspondent Mark Smith. Shots were fired today near a military facility in southern Mississippi for a second day in a row. Yesterday, shots were fired at Camp Shelby by a white male in a pickup. No one was injured. The search for the gunman continues. This is USA Headline News.
Do you have federal student loans? Would you like to lower your student loan payments or possibly have a portion of your loans forgiven? If you owe $10,000 or more, you may qualify for the government's income-based program, which means you could pay as little as $5 per month. If you're behind, late, or even if you're in default on your federal student loans, we can help consolidate your student loans into one affordable monthly payment and cut your payments right away. Federal Student Loan Services provides student loan relief, getting you relief from your federal student loans fast. If you owe $10,000 or more on your student loan, call our established student aid toll-free assistance line right now at 800-669-0290. Once qualified, we can fix your student loan problems guaranteed, and there is no credit check. Call 800-669-0290, 800-669-0290 now. We've helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loans. Our specialists are waiting for your call. Call 800-669-0290. Again, 800-669-0290.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. My goodness, I am Ruth Altamirroll, your host for today's program. I'm a licensed professional counselor and listening to the news. Just talk about stress, the Iran deal. If we don't pass this deal, it is tantamount to war. Well, boy, isn't that a little stressful? And then, of course, hearing that there are shootings in Mississippi, shots fired at a military base, towards a military base. Well, gee, we've been having some of that talk of terrorism here on our own ground. That's a little stressful. Ending up with financial issues, loans, college loans, the burden of paying back loans. So even the commercials are stressful. And like I said, where I was ending off, stress can actually be a bit addictive, much like alcohol, caffeine, or nicotine. Stress can create a sense of power. It may help us feel ambitious. It pushes us to overachieve. And that rush of adrenaline can be difficult to resist. Other addictions that are adrenaline-based, such as gambling, shopaholism, workaholism, just to name a few. So people who seek out stress are often characterized by issues of procrastination. Why procrastination? Well, if I wait to the last minute, then the stress of getting this particular thing done, there you go. The inability to relax. Always doing something, gotta do, can't sit still. Head-on confrontation of problems. A dogged commitment to self-improvement. Really putting the stress on there. Risk-taking. I don't know. Bungee jumping. Parachute jumping. Some of the other sports that we see. Just was down at Wildwood. I'd never do that bungee thing. Or I'm not a roller coaster person. That's to me, risk-taking. But you know, gambling is risk-taking. Playing the stock market could be risk-taking. Anything where we're challenging ourselves in a way that's a little dangerous, or that we might lose something. Someone who has a nonconformist attitude, believe it or not, that's stressful. Stressful to not fit in. And the need for social contact. So if I am not in contact with someone, the gaming, the social media, it can affect me. It creates stress, believe it or not. And becoming easily bored. We don't like feeling bored, so we look for things to do. And thriving on deadlines, that kind of goes with the procrastination, but some people set up deadlines for themselves all the time. There are people who also seem to be stress carriers. They don't have ulcers, but what they do is they give stress. For instance, people who pile on work and fail to give adequate definitions. People who demand immediate answers. Bosses who pull employees off one project to work on another. Unhealthy relationships with people who are demanding or controlling. People who set unrealistic high goals and expectations. So being in relationships where that happens, the high expectations of a spouse or a parent can create high levels of stress. And that may have addictive properties to it because I stay in that relationship. I will say that. I continue to work with someone who is unrealistic. Or I may have a friend whose expectations of me are unrealistic. And I don't know how to deal with it. I don't know how to cope with it. So there are some people who are more at risk, the type A personalities. These people are impatient, self-critical, competitive, and aggressive, always ambitious. They define success in terms of quantity rather than quality and are often in a hurry to accomplish more, regardless of how much they've already done. And even though you might be a high achiever, a type A pays a higher price for their accomplishments and decreased ability to enjoy life. So type A personality increases their risk of stress-related diseases rather than the more easygoing type B personality, more laid back. Then we have something called the type E women. Well, this woman is faced with the dilemma of trying to fill the traditional female role as well as meet career demands. The type E woman winds up trying to be everything to everyone. Good employee, sometimes a good boss, a good mom, a good wife, a good daughter, a good housekeeper, a good cook, in charge of the family budget. Let's not forget taking Fido to the vet. Oftentimes, this woman feels overextended and harried and pulled in two directions by her work and personal life. And too often, she takes on others' problems and feels guilty when she can't solve them. The perfect codependent. The type E woman is a perfectionist, seeing partial success as failures. So it's a very black and white way of thinking. Having worked hard to achieve career success, she is often overly self-reliant, reluctant to delegate work, and ask others for help when she needs it. Again, good codependent. Then we have the hot reactors. Psychologically, overreact to stress. It's sort of the people who outwardly may appear calm, but inside are in turmoil. They may even be unaware that their heart and blood vessels are responding with racing heart and high blood pressure and erratic breathing and sweaty palms. Oh, you know, this sounds a lot like having a panic attack, don't you think? stress. Just talking about it is stressful. And so one of the things I want to talk about a little bit here is that word, I've used it a couple times, is expectations. Oftentimes, when we are stressed out, we have expectations. I plan my day. I need to get this done, that done, the other thing done, get to the grocery store, make dinner, do laundry, go to work, meet that deadline, pick the kids up, get them off to camp, walk the dog. I have these expectations that I put on myself. Some of them are going to happen. Some of those things may not happen. And that the shift from expecting, which generally has the word should attached to it, to hoping, which has the word prefer attached to it, can make a world of difference. This is a little bit of cognitive behavioral aspect to relating and coping with stress. So if I recognize that I have a lot of expectations, I expect this to happen at this time and that to happen at that time, an expectation has the the knowledge of a real outcome. A real outcome. So I expect that I'm going to have a client in my office at 1:30. Not hope, expect. That person and I, we have sat down and scheduled an appointment together. So that's an expectation. Chances are awfully high that that person's coming. I have not heard anything that they're canceling, so the expectation is high. Hope, on the other hand, is when I'm really not sure. It may happen. It may not happen. I would like it to happen. I'd prefer it to happen. I'm really hoping that we end up with this really nice weekend. A couple of days ago, it was going to rain. Saturday and Sunday now, it looks like it's going to be sunny. So I do hope that that is the real forecast. If I were to say I expect that it's not going to rain, I will actually be deluding myself because I have no idea until Saturday and Sunday are upon us. So one of the ways of coping with stress is looking at your level of expectations. Listen to your shoulds. This should happen, that should happen. You should get this done, I should get that accomplished. Those shoulds add stress to our lives. It doesn't take away from the stress. It also helps with gaining a little bit of control. So trying to force a situation to happen so that it meets my expectation means I'm holding on too tight. It's like holding on to a wet bar of soap. Just squirts right out there. Can't hold on to it. However, if I let it go, chances are, and shift to a sense of hope, you know, my plan for today, I had some hopes of walking here, walking back to my office. Well, some things happened and I was not able to do that. So I had to shift. So tonight, before dinner, chances are I'm going to say, I think I'm going to go for a walk because I needed to shift it. Or I can be really stressed and try and force it in. So you could see how there's a sense of loss of control when I expect versus with hope, I can shift things around a little bit and say, well, it's not happening right now. Maybe I'm a little disappointed in it. But I'm looking forward to having that walk a little bit later this afternoon or this evening. it actually helps me and helps you by taking this action of moving from expectation to hope. It actually boosts self-esteem because you're not helpless. You can always shift things to a different time or a different format. So I actually need to take another commercial break, and I will be back to talk a little bit more about how to cope with stress. And I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Oh, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program, and I'm talking about stress. So coping with stress, well, I've talked about many things that can lead to stress: home, family, work, school, crime and violence, politics, disasters, health, you name it, goes on and on. So, one of the things that I mentioned is about expectations, changing our expectations from shoulds to hope, wish. Notice your self-talk. I mentioned earlier about negative versus positive. If you notice that your self-talk is negative, that you tend to have the glass half empty perspective, if you notice that you're angry all the time or depressed, you may need to look for solutions to that. Learn how to talk, how to create more positive self-talk, such as one day at a time, or I can only solve one problem at a time. It's a much more positive attitude. If you are depressed or anxious or angry, you might want to seek out some therapy. It is also important in the terms of gaining some positive thinking and positive self-talk to actually allow yourself to have your emotions. What a concept. So the thing is that it's okay to be angry. It's what we do with the anger. We all have sadness from time to time in our lives. Give ourselves the time and effort to deal with the time and the space, to deal with those feelings of sadness. We all have disappointments in our lives. It's okay to feel disappointed. It's, again, what we do with it. I might be disappointed that the last pair of red shoes on the shelf was purchased by the person standing in front of me, well, I might be disappointed, but coping with it doesn't mean that I attack the person in the parking lot and steal their shoes because I wanted them. That is not coping with disappointment. Coping with disappointment is saying, oh, well, maybe I need to go somewhere else. Maybe I need to learn how to live without ... those red shoes, whatever it is. Do I notice that my self-talk is self-negative? I always do the wrong thing. Man, am I stupid. I can't stand the way I look. I never do anything right. I always get the short end of the stick. Listen to your self-talk. Is it negative? Is it positive? You can change it. I'm capable. I'm lovable. I'm working at being healthy today. How about your goals? Are they set in stone? Well, goals really need to be flexible. Having the musts and the oughts doesn't work. So if I have a goal to save $365 and I end up, just for today, I save my dollar, I might reach my goal. I might find that I end up with $355 at the end of the year. Well, I don't have to beat myself up for it. I can give myself a pat on the back. Say I've done the best I can. Because sometimes life happens and I only have 50 cents today to save. Or maybe I end up with $375 because there have been a few days where I've had actually a little extra. Work at getting yourself organized. Organization is an excellent source of stress reduction. I know where things are and I find them where I put them. So if I have a place for my scissors, that's where they go, because otherwise I'm spending a half an hour looking for them because they are wherever I had left them. So that's important. If you have a problem, sit down with a piece of paper and a pen and work at making a decision. Making that positive and negative T format, pros and cons. Set a plan of action. Identify the problem. Explore the solutions. Come up with more than one option. And again, be flexible in your goal setting. And make a decision. Sometimes fence sitting can be very painful. And fence sitting is a decision. Sometimes reaching out for spirituality and a religious faith can be also very useful. So prayer and meditation can be very helpful in reducing stress. In meditation, I'll talk a little bit about mindfulness, and I've done that. That's where we can focus right now on the moment. Focus on breathing, what it feels like to breathe in, what it feels like to breathe out, taking deep breaths, using your senses. What are the colors, the shapes, the sounds, the tastes, the smells, the things that I feel? You know, is the air cool? My shoes tight? You know, am I hungry? Just using those things brings me into the moment. And practicing mindfulness in things that we do. Mindfulness is about focus, using our five senses. If I am folding laundry, what color is the shirt? What does it feel like? What's the texture? Does it have a smell? What do I hear? What color is it? Using my senses. Do I taste anything? Now I'm folding my towel in half. Now I'm folding it in half again. Now I'm placing it on top of the the table. Now I'm opening up the dryer door. I can hear it squeaking. I feel the warmth of the heat of the dryer coming out as I open the door. I notice that it stops spinning. Okay, bringing yourself into the present moment of all the things that you're doing can be extremely stress relieving. And notice, okay, I'm going to pretend doing laundry. Oh, and just use the last dryer sheet. I got to put that on my grocery list to get more dryer sheets. And while I'm at the grocery store, I need to get cat food and I need to remember to buy eggs and milk. I've just gone off on a tangent. I need to recognize that I've done that, tell myself to stop, and bring myself back to the task at hand. You can also use mental imaging. So visualize something that you're doing, something you have a goal, a sort of a mental rehearsal can add some confidence. And also mental imaging can be doing something like coming up with that place in your mind that provides a sense of peace. Maybe it is a meadow or the ocean. And we can often do some things where we can get meditative music and listen to that, lighting a candle, little hydrotherapy, taking a nice bath. Those kinds of things can do a lot towards releasing stress. And don't forget, just to breathe. Writing can be a very positive way of relieving stress. Keeping a journal, writing poetry, reading something that's meditative, often positive things. And take care of yourself. Exercise is excellent. Make sure that you're eating right, that you're drinking enough fluids. And sleep is very important. So take time to walk and meditate, exercise, read, pray. Breathe deeply. How's that? Have some time to imagine a happy time or a calm time. Give yourself a little bit of downtime. Pick up a hobby. And don't put those stressors on there. I know for me, gardening can be a stress reducer. I'm going to say I love watering because I get to walk up and down and look at the things that are growing in my yard. I always enjoy that. Doing things for other people. Spending time with friends. Volunteering. And again, like I said, express your emotions. Talk to a trusted friend. Sometimes that person can help you seek solutions. And it's okay to let off steam. Absolutely. So, find something that is not damaging to let off steam. It might be a deep sigh with a groan. It's okay. And learn how to communicate. Communicate your feelings using I words. Get support. Get some counseling. All good things. So speaking of counseling, I am just that, a counselor, licensed professional counselor. I have my master's in counseling, and I am a nationally certified counselor. I have a practice in Flemington. I've been in private practice for close to 16 years now. I've been in the field of counseling and therapy for over 30 years. And if you're interested in finding out more about what I do, you can find me on the web at www.altarolcounselor.net. That's A-L-T-A-R-O-L-L counselor, O-R. .net or .com. You can reach me at 908-237-2899. Leave a message for topic of the show, if you are interested, a comment about the show, or if you're interested in making an appointment. I deal with issues of anxiety and